Behold, the dreamer cometh. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. I wish you a blessed feast day of St. Joseph. This is the second of St. Joseph's feast days. The first honors him in all of his glory as the foster father of our Lord, the true, loyal, faithful husband of the Blessed Mother. We honor his life. We honor his happy death. We pray to St. Joseph in March for the grace of a good life, and especially the grace of a holy and a happy death. But now, after Easter, the third Wednesday, we keep for a week, an octave, a feast day in honor of St. Joseph as the patron of the universal church. We're not just thinking about ourselves, our life, or our death anymore, but we're thinking about the whole church throughout the whole world. And we're praying, especially in these days, when the church is so hidden and lost and under so much attack from her enemies who are just about to win another great victory, we're praying for St. Joseph to protect us and to win a victory for God by performing a great miracle. To this prayer we add our own sacrifices and our good promises too, I'm sure. And this is especially the intention of our novena to St. Joseph these days. Today in your prayers, children, I ask you as well, please to remember the soul of Mrs. Cheryl Mackey, who was one of Sister's assistants, one of our helper sacristans for several years at our church. She died a year ago today. We're praying for her soul at Mass this morning. St. Joseph, you know, is the patron saint of priests, but also, I think, of sacristans, of all those who help with all of the different things to take care of our Lord, the linens and the vestments and the candles and everything else, because St. Joseph helped with everything to take care of our Lord during his life. Now our Lord is with us, actually, in the Blessed Sacrament, in the tabernacle. And a sacristan or a helper, just like a priest, is privileged to take care of all of those needs that our blessed Lord has. Saint Joseph was a dreamer, children. Now that may surprise us, because if your teacher says to you, don't be a dreamer, that's not usually a compliment. That means you're daydreaming, not paying attention. Maybe gazing out the window or thinking about something else instead of your geography or your arithmetic lesson or your spelling words. But St. Joseph was a dreamer in a good sense, and you need to be one too. The Old Testament St. Joseph, son of Jacob, who went down into Egypt and did so many great things, symbolizes our Lord, but also his foster father, St. Joseph. The Old Testament St. Joseph was a dreamer, and his brothers said at some point, just before they sold him as a slave in Egypt out of jealousy, behold, the dreamer cometh. And it was true. Joseph of the Old Testament used to dream wonderful dreams. His dreams told him about future events and what he needed to do God's will. Perhaps his greatest dream was that he dreamt that Egypt would have 7 years of famine, but that before those 7 years of famine would come 7 years of plenty. And so he told Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, that he should save the grain for the 7 years of plenty, so that when the famine came, they could divide it up and everyone would have enough for bread. So that when people got hungry, Pharaoh used to say, go to Joseph. And the church says those same words for us today. When we're hungry for the truth or for strength or for good example, or when we're just hungry for holiness, because we know we're not nearly as holy as we Catholics ought to be, we remember what Pharaoh said a long time ago, go to Joseph. Now, our Saint Joseph was a dreamer too. The dreams that he dreamt were always the dreams of what God wanted him to do. Our Lord would send an angel in a dream to Saint Joseph to say, "Don't be afraid, you should marry the Blessed Mother." Or to say, "Hurry up now, take the Blessed Mother and the baby Jesus and run down to Egypt." Or, "Come back now from Egypt, it's safe to go home to Nazareth." Saint Joseph was a dreamer, and our Lord knew that he could count on Saint Joseph to obey him. The dreams that came to him at night told him God's will. Saint Joseph was just like his spouse, the Blessed Mother. A week ago we had her feast, didn't we, children, on Monday of Low Week, the Feast of the Annunciation. And the angel came to our Blessed Mother, and Our Lady said, "Be it done unto me according to thy word." She always did God's will. Do we? Sometimes when we dream about doing our own will. Sometimes we dream about getting back at people or getting other people to do what we want. Sometimes we dream about my will be done. Not Saint Joseph. His dreams were always God's will be done. That's why our Lord could count on him. He could entrust to Saint Joseph his most precious treasure, his only son, our Lord. And that's why Saint Joseph continues to take care of the body of our Lord, his mystical body, which is the Catholic Church. Today is the feast day of a saint who had such a strong devotion to the true church, children, that he wouldn't compromise. He was another Saint Joseph kind of soul. His name is Saint Hermenegild. He was a prince of ancient Spain. And he had something that happened to him at night which showed him God's will. It wasn't a dream. Not even a bad dream. It was a reality. But he accepted it and became a very great saint. Hermenegild's father was an important king, but a king who was wicked and who didn't believe in the Blessed Trinity, three persons in one God, or in the divinity of our Lord. He was an Arian heretic. Because he was so wicked, because he suppressed true religion in Spain, the nobles came to his son, Hermenegild, who was a wonderful prince, a young married man with a family, very virtuous, just like Saint Joseph. And they said, "You be our king. Deliver us from this wicked king so we can all be good Catholics in this country." So Saint Hermenegild tried his best, but because wicked men betrayed him, Saint Hermenegild was not able to be king of Spain, and he was arrested and thrown into a dark dungeon. One Easter night, when it was storming outside and so dark in the dungeon, his father sent a heretical bishop. A bishop, hard to think of it, he was a bishop, but he didn't believe in our Lord's divinity. He was a heretic. He sent this bishop with the message saying, "If you receive communion from me tonight, you will be free and you can go back to your family and your palace and all will be well. All you have to do is receive communion from my hands." And Saint Hermenegild said, "I am a Catholic. I cannot receive communion from the hands of a heretic. I would rather die as a martyr." This was no dream. This was reality. And Saint Hermenegild sacrificed everything, just as our Blessed Mother and Saint Joseph were always sacrificing everything to do God's holy will. And so Saint Hermenegild was put to death there in the dungeon. But he went to heaven as a very great saint. Oh, children, how we must pray for our fellow Catholics today. There are so many Catholics who think nothing of receiving communion from the hands of a heretic. They do it regularly, as though it makes no difference at all. And there's so many heresies that are being taught, even by those who think they are good Catholics, against our faith. How much we need the protection of Saint Joseph. Children, you need to be dreamers like Saint Joseph, or the Old Testament Saint Joseph, but not dreaming about doing your will, but God's will. Dreaming how you could grow up and do something great for God, as a Catholic would, like Saint Hermenegild, like Saint Joseph, like all of the saints down throughout the ages. Where do these good dreams start, children? They start by our prayer. Every night before you go to bed, you pray. Not only your regular little prayers, but I mean, you must pray for God to show you His will and to bless the whole Catholic Church. Do that every night, and one day your dreams will come true. Some of you will grow up to be priests or sisters or religious. Some of you will have good families.